The Ibris Shon Lamed, and that extra month have 30 days to it. Is so Ishtakya the Sinu Shnei Meloyim. So it comes out that in the last year that he made two full months. If so, Aviv Shon Lamed, Ishtakya Asinu Shnei Meloyim. Last year, they made two extra months to be Meloyim. So last year, instead of making six and six, last year was nine mullahs and only three chosses. Therefore, this year now, if he made the opposite, this year he made nine chosses and three mullahs, they equaled out. Therefore, came out the end of this year with the right cheshbon. So that's what happened. So komle beduchte, this year came out the Rosh Hashanah at the right time. That he said to Amalei, said back to Menach Nami, very good. Now you saw kach kein hu kein heva. He answered very good. You answer the right way. Rashi said, "Now Yisrael means Sha'atu Meir Ein Chachamim. You'll be Nayer the Einay Harachamim." Yeah, we'll soon start the next mission. We'll start soon the next mission of Ein Poichsin. So since he had three extra ones last year, it's good why this year he made the Cheshbon. So after he says, "Amalei, now Yisrael can't hear the Yitaka right." Yeah, wonderful. So the mission says, "What Ein Poichsin." May Eskrim the Yachas Kiyas Amigish. They never had less than 21 Kiyas that they blew the Kiyas in the Beis Amigish. Never less than 21 days they had to use the Kiyas in the Beis Amigish. V'lo Masif and Allah Bo'u Shmoina. They never had more than 48 days. Rashi said this to Gemara. Sukkah talks about this by Chalil, when exactly they used to blow the Kiyas in the Beis Amigish. They never had less than 21, never more than 48. Yeah. Now, Ein Poichsin Mishnei Chalilim, they always had at least two harps in the Beis Hamikdash. Lo Mesifin Hashnei Mosa, never had more than 12. Lo Mesifin Hashnei Mosa. Over Shnei Mosa Yoyim Bashana, and there are 12 days of the year, HaChalil Makal of Nei Mizbeach, that they used to use the harp, used to play the harp in front of the Mizbeach. And one of these 12 times of the year, well, I think I skipped some. Ein Poichsin was Ein Poichsin Mishnei Nevolim. That says Ein Poichsin Mishnei Nevolim. We don't have less, I said, than two harps, right? V'loi Mesif and Ashisha. You don't have more than six. Now, Ein Poichsin Mishnei Chalim, you don't have less than two flutes. You don't have more than 12 flutes. There were 12 days of the year. Bashana Chalil, the flute, Makal for Mizbech, used to play the flute in front of the Mizbech. So Rashi says, Lashon of Makal means, showing the cover of the Chalil, they were like holes on the Chalil in the flute. Or Makal, that's both, they pressed down with the hands, our neck of on the holes. Lahana Mithakal, to make the voice sound nice. So one of these 12 days, used to play the flute by the Mizbech. V'shchitas Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach Rishon, v'shchitas Pesach Sheni, which used to be in the Korban Pesach Sheni, v'yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, v'yom Tov Shal Tzeres on Shavuos, v'shmonas Yemei Chag, v'yet Ezer Chag. These are 12 days of the year that they used to play the flute in the Beis Hamikdash. V'lo Yemakeh Bi'oviv Shanachoshes. Rashi says Oviv, that's also a flute. Hayinu Chalil Gemara Forash Lo. So they did not use a flute made out of Nachoshes, made out of copper, but rather was made out of elabiyavu shakona. It was made out of reed, a pipe of reed. That's where they made this flute from. Veshakoli orif. According to this way, the voice would be more sweeter. It's a sweeter voice if the flute is made out of a reed. Plohoya mechalek elabiyaviv yichidi veneshu mechalek yofa. Rashi, plohoya mechalek means they weren't assigned. They didn't end off with all 12 flutes. Elabiyavichi, only one flute ended off. Kishoyi magi l'sim anim, at the end of the notes, they ended off with one, and that would be much sweeter. Slohoyi machavirin end off, elabiyavichi with one flute, of neishu machalak yof, that makes a nice ending. The Yavde kanam hoyu, who were these people blowing the flutes? They were the avodim of the kanam. Tivu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi emeno mishpochos beis pegorim or beis tiforo. It were these two families. From that family that used to blow the flutes, and Miyamuyas, that's where they lived in this place, Miyamun, that's where they lived. Now, Hoyomesim Lakuna, the people used to marry these people, according to this Pshat, they were regular Yisraelim, and they used to marry them. They held the mishpach was miyuchefes that he used, the kohanim would marry their children. That's called v'yimisim lakuna. People would marry their children lakuna. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Simono Levim Hoyu. It was Levim that was playing the flutes, not a mishpach of Yisrael. Yeah. That's a shallow thing if you're Maila Miduchnen Luyuchsin or not. According to Tanakhama here, where Maila, these people who were the regular Yisraelim, he held we can marry, the Kanan could marry them, because he held where Maila Meyuchsin, Meduchnen Luyuchsin. And this also had to do with the Duchnen, he used to go up there and blow, Beshach, they were Duchnen. Now the Gemara says, Mastitun Zamishna go like Mastnis and Lech Rabbi, not like a beauty Shita. The time is not like this. Rabbi Yudu said, HaPeiches LeYitchus Misheva, that you never have less than 7 times they blow the Shofar in the base of Kiyas in the base of Midish. So Yamais of the most dead LeYosef Al Shishos are 16. And now Mishnah calls it 21 or 48. And so Mora says, the Michael Rossum after Michael Mephagi, we look the same thing. So Rabbi Yudu saw that Tkiyah Truah Tkiyah Chodehi. That's called one set. Tkiyah Truah Tkiyah is called one set. So Yehuda calls it 7, and now Mishnah calls it 21, calls each one separately. For Rabbanan and Sav, we know Tkiyah Lechod, Truah Lechod, Tkiyah Lechod. The Rabbanan, each one is called a separate mitzvah by itself. So according to Rabbanan and Taka, there are 21 mitzvahs. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 7 mitzvahs. So my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? See, the Pasuk says, U'tekatem Truah, you should blow a Truah. Mashma should blow the Truah. See, another Pasuk says, Truah Yitoko, that no, the Truah is called Yitoko. Lechem Shmamina, that Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah, is Chodi, it's all one thing. That you start out with a Tkiyah, with a Tkiyah, then you go to Truah, then you're enough with a Tkiyah. So the Pasuk calls it one thing, it's all one mitzvah. Then these three things together is one mitzvah. The Rabbanan holds no, who the Pshut just comes to teach us from these two reasons why it changes around. One time it calls it Tkiyah, you blow the Truah, and one time it says the Truah blows the Tkiyah. The reason why it changes it around, for Rabbanan who the Pshut lefuneh, Pshut leachreh, who the Yosef, just to come to teach us that even though the Ikra is the Truah in between, but still you need a Tkiyah before and a Tkiyah afterwards. Now, for Rabbanan, my time, what's the reason for Rabbanan? Why do they say each one is called the Mitzvah by itself? The Chesed it says, "Uvahakil es hakal titaku, the light to real." When you gather them together, you should just blow, make a tkiyah, but do not make a trua. Now, we sagadit can tell me a thing. We sagaditach tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, chodi. So one big mitzvah is omarach mona of it. Talk of the mitzvah. How can the Torah here say just make a tkiyah without a trua is like half of a mitzvah? So you see, that's Rabbanan not familiar yet. It's possible to divide it up in half. Like each one's a mitzvah by itself. See, when the Pasuk says to blow the shofar, to gather them together, it's, you can blow one, you don't have to blow all three together. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do? Yehuda holds here, it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, simna b'yamru. Here was only a simna, just a sign that we should gather together, but it wasn't really a mitzvah to blow right now. So therefore, since it wasn't really a mitzvah, therefore we could blow only one. Then Echanami, Rabbi Yehuda Shittri is, three of them is one mitzvah. So he calls the Cheshbon 7, and now Mishnah calls each one a separate mitzvah, we have 21. Smurah says, Kemana, who's the goal like, Chod Yomer of Kana, Ein Bein Tkiyah LeTruah, there's no difference between the Tkiyah and LeTruah, Pelechlim, means you can't wait in between the other one at all. The Chor Kemana goes to Rabbi Yehuda Shittri, like Rabbi Yehuda Shittri, that he holds all three as one mitzvah. You can't wait at all between the Tkiyah, true and Tkiyah. There can't be any waiting in between. It has to be straight, one after another. Because it's considered one big mitzvah. So when I say treat, of course, someone says no. The Chiddush is, Matatem, I'm going to have to say, maybe this even goes according to Rabbanan, Shita, Filuk Rabbanan. That even though they hold each one's a mitzvah by itself, it still goes back to Rabbanan. So why does it have to be together? Ola Fulkim with Rabbi Yochanan, just come and tell us, not like Rabbi Yochanan, Shita, the Yom that he holds. Shema Tisha Tkiyah, so somebody hears 9 Tkiyahs in Rosh Hashanah. But Tisha Shoyis, in 9 different hours. In every hour, he only hears 1 Tkiyah. Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah. B'yom Yotza. That's Rabbi Yochanan, still Yotza. So maybe Kamashman over here, that you're not Yotza. According to Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't have to be mamish together. For just it can't be spread out so much, that's no good. But maybe even according to Rabbanan, that each one's a mitzvah by itself, it just can't be spread out an hour apart. But maybe it could be done together, a little bit apart. So Mora says, "Ve'im want yisrochem neim." That's what the bray stacker means. Maybe it's going according to Rabban and Shita. So Mora says, "No, I'm kain my b'le klum." What's the lashon? You're not yotzer at all. Lashon of b'le klum is mashmi not yotzer at all. Meaning, Rashi says b'le klum mashmi for klal layasi. Can't divide it all in between. So mashmi almost has to go 1, 2, 3. But you have to blow a tkiya or true a tkiya one right after another. That only comes out good according to Rabbi Yudishita, that all three is one mitzvah. But according to the Rabbanim, that each one's a mitzvah by itself, the Chur shouldn't make enough kamina if you blow one now and one a little bit later, as long as you don't have a big hefsek in between. But Eretz Mashmi can't wait at all in between, therefore goes better according to Rabbi Yudishita. Then the Mishnah says, Shnei Masa Yoyim Bashona Makam Chlol, 12 days a year, they used to have the flute blowing by the Beis Hamikdash. Maish Nahani, why are these 12 days special? Hayo v'yocha gomer v'emes halal. Because these 12 days, even the yocha would say the whole halal. So therefore, used to blow the flute there also. The yom rabbi yochan, mishum rabbi shimon ben yetzadik. Shemay nasa yom, there are 18 days of the year, she yocha gomer v'emes halal. That the yocha finishes the halal. Shemay na eid of them is yimei achad, through sukkis. Or shemay na yimei chanukah. Oh, that's not our cheshbon of blowing the shofar. We don't blow the shofar in Hanukkah. But we finished, we say the whole hallel on Hanukkah because of the mace. The Yom Tov Yishin Shatez, the first day Pesach, we say the whole hallel. The Yom Tov Shalateros, on Shavuos, we say the whole hallel. Now, so that's how you have the 21 days. Uvagayla, in Chutz Loretz, it says from the, that's how you have 18 days before. Now, when Gayla in Chutz Loretz, it says from the Yechud, it's the 21 days. Tishim Yechag, 9 days of Sukkot, 9 days of Sukkot. Shmoni Mechanukah, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, or Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres. Yeah. So our core point of the Gaya to us is the 12 days that we say Hallel, that means besides the 8 days of Hanukkah. The other 12 days, and those days when you bring the Kabbalah of that day, used to also blow with the flute also then. So verse says, Maishna Akam Bechag, the Aminim Kol Yoyma, Akam at Sukkot, we say every day of Sukkot, we say Kant Hallel. Or Maish not the Pesach, Lermin, Hakam and Pesach, we don't say every day. We only say just, the first day. Or, Chus Loretz, the first 2 days. So the Gemara says,